everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are making our 2026 predictions. Will Dan and Phil get engaged? Will Eric Adams be disqualified from Dancing with the Stars? Will Erica Kirk be the next Bachelorette? Our crystal ball will reveal everything. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy New Year! Woo! Oh, oh, oh! You!
I thought you were going to say USA.
No.
Oh my gosh, are you feeling strong? Are you feeling energetic? Are you feeling beautiful?
Yeah, usually. Why?
I'm trying to come up with words to describe a horse because it's the year of the horse. Did you know?
Not yet. It's still the snake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, girl. And you know what? You got a lot of nerve trying to get rid of the snake before the horse is even ready. You got a lot of nerve. As somebody who was born year of the snake, let us have our moment.
Do you now, you like horses, question mark?
I don't like horses, period.
Oh, I was going to say, how do you feel about horses and how do you feel about horse art?
Horse art. It's fine.
It's giving nay. You can say it.
Yay or nay? It's a nay. Well, I mean, I do like the use of horse in discussing the quality of a project's multiple parts. You see, for example.
And that's just the head of the horse?
Yes. Well, you know how you like the image of a horse and it's cut into vertical columns. And so like part one is a bad drawing of the horse. Part two is like the fire drawing of the horse. You see what I'm saying?
You like Venn diagrams with horses.
Close. It's kind of not a Venn diagram, but it's in a way.
If
but it's
a Venn
not.
Diagram walked the horse, the Venn diagram walked so the horse diagram could run.
Sure.
Gallop, yes, a horse gallop, diagram. Gallop, gallop.
Yeah, there we have it. Yes, a horse diagram I think is useful. I think horses were useful when we didn't have cars, but I think that's pretty. That sucks for a horse that we have to decide. You know, is it useful to humans? I like a wild horse. I like when horses are wild and they're running around together out in the wild.
Baby, I saw wild horses over New Year's Eve. What do you know about that? Baby, there I was. I saw wild horses running through the wilderness. Okay. And I thought, aren't they cold?
Were you like, my pony?
She ride it. I was like, where's the barn for those horses? Where do they sleep at night?
Let the horse be. Can't the horse be wild?
You know Wild Horses by Martina McBride?
Well, yes. Wild Horses. I rode a horse.
That's Wild Angels. I thought someone had a Wild Horses.
Somebody does.
You rode a horse at Sundance?
At Sundance Riding Stables and used cars, yes.
I did as well. Was it a high school field trip thinking we went to the same high school, but we didn't?
No, I was shopping for a car. I think I bought a car.
Maybe you were shopping for a car and you thought, let me also ride this horse?
Well, you know, at Sundance Riding Stables, if you buy a car, you get a free horse ride.
I didn't know that.
Well, you live, you learn, you laugh, you love.
Hey, we're not here to talk about horses.
Oh, I thought you were bringing up another horse topic.
No, it is time to dust off your crystal bowels.
Okay. Consider them dusted.
It is time to get out your magic eight ball.
Okay.
Did you hear what?
Hey, I do have
did
one.
Did you hear what they said about the magic eight ball?
What?
She ate.
Okay.
Her predictions ate. Her predictions ate.
Her predictions?
Yes, her predictions ate.
Okay.
It is that time of year.
I have a magic eight ball. I found it on the side of the road.
Yeah, sounds like you. Do you consult it often? Where is it? Can you run and get it? Can we do a reading live on air? How dare you?
It's over there.
Grab it. You'll grab it. Okay. We'll wait.
Okay.
You'll grab it. Okay, folks, there he is. He's walking. Oh, he's bending. He didn't snap. Oh, he's got it. He's shaking it. It's only,
yeah, I have it.
It's only yes or no questions, right?
Yeah, but I'm looking at it now. It's, yeah, okay, it kind of works.
I was going to say, it looks like you found it on the side of the road.
Yes. You know, I was looking around my office, and I really have a lot of things from the side of the road. And I'm realizing there's another man in the neighborhood who I've seen carry things back to his apartment. And he's got long Hagrid. He looks kind of like Hagrid. Okay. He's got long hair. He's kind of, and it's always kind of like fluffy and frizzy. And, he's kind of wild looking, and his home is kind of overflowing with stuff. And I always think, oh, gotta grab that before that man finds it, because I always see him carrying something back his way. Or in the morning, I see him scurrying around, and I'm like, oh, he's looking. But then I think, oh, you think he thinks the same thing about me. You think he thinks I'm his competition.
He does. He thinks I gotta get it before that little troll gets it.
There's two trolls in this neighborhood.
I was gonna say, how do you think he describes you?
Sexy, fit, fab, fun, flirty.
The hair of a windswept Disney prince.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I have my magic eight ball, and I'm ready to. If we have a prediction that needs to be made, and you don't quite have your finger on the pulse, well, and we're both kind of like, "Ooh, what is that? What is going to happen with her?" Like, we can consult. I don't want it to be our crutch.
Yeah.
I will have it at the palm.
You know, I didn't get to go out. I mean, I didn't go out to the bars or any of that for New Year's. So I didn't get to do I have two New Year's sticks, and I didn't get to do either.
What are your New Year's sticks?
Kissing? You know them. I like to wear the 2026 glasses and introduce myself and then reveal that it's just me in a costume.
Yes, actually, I do know that shtick. It's solid, and it really plays well.
It's giving, hey, I don't think we've met yet. Just kidding. It's me, Corey. Okay, so there's that. And then I love to ask a drunk girl, do you think it's going to be your year?
Ooh, you know what was on the tip of my tongue? What? Are you doing your big one this year?
What's the big one?
You know, are you going to be doing your big one?
Yeah, I am.
Like in the
Meet
the Queens. They asked the Queens in the Meet the Queens this season, are you doing your, is this season your big one? Are you going to give us your big one? And everyone was like, huh?
Well,
you know,
do you think this is going to be your year? And you have to italicize the way you say your.
It will be my year, yes.
Ask the eight ball. Ask the eight ball. That's what I was going to say.
Okay. The magic eight ball says, my reply is no.
Wow, dragged by a magic eight ball, and it's only week
that,
one.
You know,
it's day dot.
I'm not going to argue with it. I'm not going to say it's not going to be my year, but I think many other people will have more of a big year, and that's okay. I'm kind of trying to lay low. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Thank you.
What do they say about a butterfly? It's the cocoon, and it has to cocoon.
You can't have a butterfree without a metapod.
I know, that's right.
Okay, you can't have a Gigantamax Butterfree without a Caterpie moment.
All right, so we are here. It is January. We are making our annual psychic predictions.
Now, we do consult our resident psychic on our first episode of the year every year. And Psychic Nikki, she always makes some big swings. A lot of her swings are annual. She'll make the same swing every year until it hits. So, I mean, take it as a grain of salt. Take it take it for what you take it.
Hers are not necessarily factual or accurate. Ours are always spot on. We never miss.
Right. Right.
So where do we start?
Well, don't you tell us if she got anything right last year?
Okay. Yes, she does. She always says last year's predictions that came true. Dust storm in Arizona. Go off, queen.
Okay. Wow.
A new pope, she predicted. Rudy Giuliani hospital stay was correct. She did predict the heist at the Louvre. Kind of crazy. She predicted Justin Trudeau stepping down. She predicted a famous chef passing, RIP Anne Burrell.
That is such a big prediction that everyone's cooked. Okay. So, like, somebody on the top of the list of cookers is going to bite a bullet.
Anne Burrell was only 55, mama.
Who is Anne Burrell?
You know, she's got that. She's the female version of Guy Fieri. They have the same hair.
And may she rest.
All right. She predicted these death watches. The Pope, Ozzy Osbourne, Jane Goodall, Dick Cheney, Diane Keaton.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so that's just some of her hits from last year.
All right.
Where do you want to start? You want to see what she has to say about Gaga this year?
Sure. Let's control F Gaga.
I control F Gaga. She says, I love this. Star prediction number 3 is Lady Gaga marries Michael Polanski. Prediction number 4. That one was 3. This one was 4. Lady Gaga will marry. Does she know she wrote it twice? Or is she predicting 2 weddings for Lady Gaga?
I don't know. Maybe she has something in her mind. She sees maybe in a music video she'll be getting married.
Well, and then down at 51, Lady Gaga will change her name, which also would happen if she were to get married.
That's a double dip, but sure.
And since there's nothing coming up for Control F Sarah Bareilles.
Oh.
2 hits.
Big year. She's not going to have her big one. That's the prediction.
2 hits for Katy Perry. Possible engagement and baby.
Mm-hmm.
The girls are getting married this year. Are you?
No. But I do think, I do agree that Katy's going to get engaged. And I do think she's going to be First Lady of Canada.
She needs, does Canada have Secret Service? And is it Mounties?
Sure. Year of the Horse.
I was predicting myself a Katy and Justin breakup this year. I mean, maybe she bounces back quick. J-Lo sure does.
Wow. Anything for J-Lo and the psychic Nikki?
Oh, there has to be. Jennifer Love. Oh. She's under death.
Is she gonna get back with what's his head?
She's under death and health watch.
Oh no. No bueno.
And Jennifer, actually, and then 2 more. Jennifer Lopez marries a rich person from a royal background. I could see it. Jennifer Lopez wins many awards for the movie Unstoppable. Now, are we talking Oscars? Are we talking VMAs? Have you seen the trailer for Unstoppable? What is it?
I have not, and I've never even heard of it, so no.
I thought she already had a movie called Unstoppable. What was the one where she was a boxer? Or she was a woman on the run and she had a box to defend herself.
I don't know. I didn't catch it.
Oh, enough. Enough.
Well, what does Psychic Nikki have to say about Trump?
Oh, well.
Death Watch?
Yes, for sure. For sure. Psychic Nikki, Trump. Ooh, 30 predictions. I don't know if we have time for all of them.
Girl.
Impeachment. Trump needs to watch out for a female assassin.
Ooh.
Trump should not travel to Galapagos. Melania Trump hospital stay. President Trump panic attack. Trump assassination. Donald Trump assassination. Series of medical problems for Donald Trump. Barron Trump kidnapping. Trump family member killed by a lion on a safari. Fire at the Trump Tower. Don Trump Jr., be careful. It literally says Donald Trump Jr. has to be careful of danger twice.
Well, I mean, that is true. That's not quite a prediction. That's just kind of like that's good advice.
We should all heed that advice. Ski accident for the Trump family. Donald Trump heart attack. Donald Trump visits Putin. Donald Trump lots of lawsuits. Donald Trump big illness. Divorce.
Well,
illness.
Not a good year for Trump.
Trump family member abducted. Melania Trump in danger. Donald Trump in grave danger.
Shit.
Ski. They had ski. And yeah, a lot of the Trumps.
Did you just say ski?
Ski accident was there for a few times. A lot of his people are on the death and health watch. Ivanka, Jared, Donald Trump Jr., Trump, Elon.
Okay. Year of the horse. Does that mean big year for ketamine?
Yes. James.
Okay, well, I've heard enough from Miss Girl, Miss Psychic Nikki.
What are you seeing in your ball?
My balls are filled to the brim with predictions, and the balls are overflowing with ominous news for everyone on earth. Let's just say
you want to pick a category
sure,
what's coming big this year in music? I have an idea.
Music. Yeah.
Harry Styles new album 2026. I can see it. I can feel it. I can't hear it, but I wish I could.
Will we have any features? Because I don't think his last album had any features. I think we're going to get a feature.
Ooh, a saucy little duet.
I think we're going to get a feature with a woman. A woman.
A woman. A feature with a woman. Like a Billie Eilish?
No. No. Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. It was a false alarm. I thought I saw Sarah Bareilles, but then I remembered. It's not her. It's not her big one. So she's just kind of... Oh, she co-wrote a song on the Harry Styles album. She's not on it, but she wrote a song with him, maybe. No, she's somewhere around. She's in the studio. She's next to the studio. She's near the studio.
Baby, I think
while
she's
he's
got,
there.
She's got. They're both in the studio making albums, and they waved at each other in the hallway.
She's delivering Postmates to the studio while Postmates is getting delivered. And I'm just reading. The Postmates is getting delivered to her. That was a false alarm.
Thank you.
She didn't deliver the Postmates. Yes. No, or wait, no. He's getting Postmates delivered in the studio. It's the Sarah Bareilles Popeyes collaboration. Popeyes is doing a collaboration with Sarah Bareilles. A new Popeyes Sarah Bareilles meal, and Harry Styles ordered it.
I'm getting a vision. You know when Reba was the Colonel Sanders?
Yes, I believe.
It's either Sarah Bareilles or Harry Styles as the Colonel Sanders. I can't tell which.
Which? Oh. Maybe it's a duo type of experience.
Speaking of witches.
Nicki Minaj. Yeah, well, Nicki Minaj is collaborating with Morgan Wallen.
I believe that.
New album. It's not the pink print. It's the red print. She's gone full MAGA. And we have, she will be featuring Donald Trump's voice. A recording of his voice will be on the album. His voice will make an appearance on the album.
It's a re-release of Itty Bitty Piggy, but it features Trump's Quiet Piggy.
Ooh, yes.
All right, are you getting
maybe? Maybe actually a song called Quiet Piggy.
I don't think so.
Well, you hate to see it.
Any pregnancies? Do you see any babies among us?
Taylor Swift will be pregnant.
Yeah, I see that.
She will not get married before the pregnancy, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Though it will ruffle the feathers of a lot of her fans. Let's say that much.
No.
And it's okay.
Her fans have premarital sex.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
When Taylor Swift started cussing on albums, her fans said, fuck it. And then they started to do just that.
To fuck it?
Yes.
Word. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. The new year does not require a new you. Maybe just a less burdened you. Therapy can help more easily identify what weighs you down and what holds you back by offering an unbiased perspective to better understand your relationships, your motivations, your emotions. And when I think back at the last year of what maybe I've been working on, I know like pressure, the self-imposed pressure or pursuit of perfection or even self-doubt, all these things can really build up over time. And it's something that you might want to think about, something that you might want to look at. And what better way to look at it than with quality therapists? BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct, and they're fully licensed in the U.S. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms. They've served over 5 million people globally, and it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. So you can sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Justin Bieber.
Well, I'm not that you think he's having a baby? A Bieber baby?
No, I think he will last minute cancel his Coachella performance.
Ooh, I like that.
Something's going down and he's going to have to back out of Coachella, and it will be perfect for me, and I will get my tickets real cheap. And my fingers are on that pulse. I got a lot on that. The tickets are too expensive, and I know he will pull out when I need him to most.
He's sitting on business and his couch.
Yes.
Coachella weekend.
Coachella weekend, he will not be attending.
I'm seeing a baby for Ariana Grande and that SpongeBob guy.
Mm, a little baby sponge.
Yes. A scrub baby.
Okay. Oh, he will be a scrub daddy.
Yes.
Well, he already has a child, doesn't he?
What's that? I'm getting a vision.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Is that Rita Ora in space?
No!
Rita Ora takes choice. The next. Rita Ora is on the next. What was it called? Blue
All
Origin.
Women.
I don't. It could be a maybe it's just a good song by
I'm
her
sorry.
In a space video.
Slow down. Blue what Origin?
Aura. Rita Origin. Blue Rita Origin.
Oh my God. Oh,
she's doing her
actually,
big one.
No.
Rita Ora
no.
is doing her
Rita
big
Ora,
one.
Rita Ora. Rita Ora. New line of gin.
No, she doesn't drink. Drinking's out.
Called Origin.
Origin. That kind of sounds like a vaginal, one of those pills you put in there.
put a pill? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Okay, I am, my fingers are on the pulse on Rihanna. No new album.
Oh my God, shocking.
Well,
but perhaps,
sorry.
But perhaps a song for Toy Story 5.
Oh, I actually have Toy Story on my predictions list. We are getting a live action Toy Story.
What? Toys aren't
sorry.
Real.
Sorry. Sorry, and you hate to see it.
I wonder what Toy Story 5 will be about, considering Woody abandoned all his friends for a relationship in the last one.
It'd be like that. Well, he'll come crawling back, which it'd be like that.
She died. Do those toys ever die? Oh, I guess they almost went in the incinerator. I'm predicting it
they
here
always
first.
Always almost died.
Toy Story 5, you heard it here first. Bo Peep, dead. RIP.
Well, I'm not mad about it. I don't care, actually. Okay, Beyonce's gonna have her rock album.
Yes, here it comes, the final chapter of Renaissance.
And the horse will be complete. Will the head of the horse be on fire?
Look at
Will the head of the horse be drawn by a child?
How do we know it's the head of the horse?
Because that's the order of how the horse is drawn.
Tail back to front?
Yes. Honey, you've never seen a horse diagram?
I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to go back to front.
Okay, well, we're going to have some features on this rock album.
Why, yes.
Will Tina Turner...
make a posthumous sample?
Maybe. Or will Beyonce cover a Tina Turner song?
You just looked at me like you didn't know Tina was dead.
Tina?
You looked at me like I broke the news to you that Tina's not around to do a live duet with Beyonce on the rock album.
She was actually
alive when the process started.
Shut the hell up. She was there for the butt of the horse. She was nominated for a cycle ghosty.
That's true. She was snubbed.
Yes. Okay, so features on the rock album include Jack White.
No, she's not putting white people on her album.
You're right. Lenny Kravitz.
There we go. Now we're cooking with grease.
I do think Hayley Williams has a chance. You don't think?
No. Whites are out.
No, you're right. What are you talking about? It's the color of the year.
I know. Going back to the horse diagram, you know what I think would be fun? If the horse was wearing sunglasses.
Ooh. Oh, because you think she's going to have a horse in this album cover?
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm predicting it.
Well, you're the horse.
I hope that the head of the horse, the horse has a fedora and sunglasses and a side pony.
Oh. Literally?
A high side pony.
Okay.
A pony where the hair, the mane, is like braided to the side, but it has little beads of horse beads in the horse braid.
Mm. What if the horse is kind of a unicorn and it has a horn?
And what about the horn?
Well, we're about to see the head of the horse.
What if the horse is doing a line of K?
Oh. Rock? I don't think so. Rock is giving me Coke, not K.
I'm getting a vision.
Oh, dear.
JoJo Siwa married.
To a woman.
To a man.
Yeah, you're right.
JoJo Siwa married to a man, and she does it the week before the Taylor Swift wedding.
Oh.
Or she gets married on the same day as Taylor Swift. Actually, I think that's what it is. They're having dual weddings. You know, people love a wedding date.
You have a lot of weddings on your prediction list. Ooh. I actually have an engagement that I'm seeing, and it actually scares me to say it out loud because I don't want to. I feel like it will break the internet for me to even suggest it.
Hold on. Taylor Swift is getting married on 12/1/26 because 12 plus 1 equals 13 and 26 divided by 2 equals 13.
Whoa.
Okay, now what did you say that scared you? Because that just scared me.
That scared me, actually. Okay. Dan and Phil, engagement question mark? I have no reason to believe. I have no intel, no inside information, no nothing except my mind's eye on the crystal ball. I can't help what it sees and what it reveals. So will it happen? I don't know. How long were they supposedly in a relationship before they revealed it to the internet?
Years.
So maybe the engagement's already happened. Maybe the wedding's already happened. I don't know. And I have no reason to believe, and this is speculatory in every way, so please don't crucify the girls. I'm the girls.
Especially the year they're doing their big one.
Yes. Oh, you know who's having a big one this year? Rosie O'Donnell. She's going to have a comeback podcast, and it's going to be huge.
And
it's going to be a big year for her.
It's going to be called Cushion with Rosie.
Cushion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Where'd the Koosh ball go?
Yeah, Koosh ball's back in 2026. It's a big year of the Koosh ball return. Big year. Gen Z is going to think they invented the Koosh ball.
Well, and maybe they will. Maybe they'll reinvent the Koosh ball.
Oh, what's that? I'm getting A Housewife Goes to Jail and A Housewife Runs for Office.
Oh.
But not the same person. Okay. Maybe the same person. Maybe they run for office and then go to jail for running for office. You've heard about campaign embezzlement. You know what?
Yes, that is what's going to happen. They're going to fly too close to the sun, and by that I mean they're going to run for office, and the sun will melt the wings, and they'll come falling down.
Yes.
Wendy Williams is going to have a tell-all book. And it's not gonna be pretty. Okay.
It's also not gonna be long.
Why? Under
300 pages.
Okay. Sure.
You know those small prints. You know those celebrity memoirs. They're never too long. She's not a president.
Too. Kim Kardashian's gonna fail the bar.
And then she's gonna pass it.
Oh, I see it. You think?
I see fail one more, pass on the next.
Okay. Will she get her Neuralink this year? She's going to have something. There's going to be something having to do with her brain. She's going to fail it again, and then she's going to have some type of brain something. I don't know if it's a Neuralink collab. Like, I don't know if it's...
I failed my bar 4 times, and then I took this multivitamin. Lion's mane mushroom capsules.
Yes. I was just going to say, maybe she tries shrooms.
Damn.
Maybe. Maybe. It
could happen to you.
Okay. Okay. Erica Kirk. It brings me no joy to include her in the predictions, but she is here. Her big one was last year.
She's I can't. Is that her on the Masked Singer stage?
No.
Or is she the next Bachelorette? What do they call it? Erica Bachelor Kirk. Nation. Erica Kirk on Bachelor Nation.
Oh my God. Oh.
I think it's the Masked Singer. I think she have they ever had because you know how they're like caricatures?
Yeah.
Have they ever done anything like religious?
You know, like, I have no clue whatsoever.
Erica Kirk in a Jesus on the Cross Masked Singer costume.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's Erica Kirk. Take off head.
I think she will be the new Bachelorette. Yeah, I think you're right on that.
Bachelor Nation.
God, it's scary. It's crazy, but it just might work.
Do you have any positive predictions? Is there anything good coming this year?
I told you, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah. Cushion it.
Cushion it, yes. Good things? No, honestly, nothing good on the menu. I do have that... Trump is interested in doing something with Mount Rushmore. He's thinking about how he can be part of it.
I see that. That makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah, it's not a crazy prediction, but it's just an inevitability.
And he's changing the name to Mount Trumpmore.
Oof. 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 Hate it. You hate to see it.
You really do.
We got to pour one out. You know who's going to die? You know who's going to die?
Who?
He used to be president.
George.
I'll let you decide.
George W?
Maybe.
Well, Dick Cheney's waiting.
Actually, Dick Cheney's waiting. I don't know which ex-president is going to go, but I feel... President is going to go.
All right. Well, there's not many living presidents right now. Well,
right.
Well,
and there's about to be one less, is what I'm saying. And and the Secret Service, don't get mad at me for seeing what's coming.
I said, we're reading Psychic Nikki's predictions. She had 30. She had 30. Any okay. predictions I for you?
For me?
Yeah.
No.
I've got one.
Okay.
It's for me.
Okay.
I predict that I'm moving to New York.
Oh, is that a reveal or a prediction?
Guess you'll have to wait and see.
Shit. You know what?
Will you come visit?
I predict I will come visit to New York.
Thank you. You'll come visit me in New York.
I predict you're going to have your biggest Pokemon Go year yet because New York.
Because New York has lots of gyms and lots of spinners.
I predict we will both turn level 80 this year.
Yes.
I see that.
Well, yes.
I do predict we're going to have an AI song go number one.
Yes.
Unfortunately. I'm just scrolling through to see if I have anything else that I forgot to share from that I saw in my crystal ball. I do think we're going to get an Erica Kirk documentary on Netflix. And it's not going to be good.
Oh, I've got one. I can see Timothée Chalamet with an Oscar in his hands.
Oh, I do not see that. He is going to lose. He's going to be a
baby.
It's going to be a big loss.
If we can celebrate people who gain a lot of weight or lose a lot of weight to transform for a role, we can celebrate twinks who spend 6 years learning to play ping pong.
Is that what happened?
Yes. He really learned to play ping pong for that film.
I'm seeing something with Club Chalamet.
Yes.
Chalamet.
Yes. What's that? Timothée Chalamet halfway to an EGOT? Damn.
No, it's not what, I don't think what are the other things he has? Did he win anything else?
Grammy.
Does he have it?
Didn't you hear he's an undercover rapper in the UK?
Mm. Okay.
Or did my crystal ball lead me astray?
We'll never know. We will never know. Yeah, that's about it for my predictions. Really? Is that all?
Well.
No. You don't have anything else?
I mean, do you want me to command F Los Angeles on Psychic Nikki's? It's never going to be good.
Yeah, it's always, here comes the earthquake, here comes the storm.
Riot at the Dodger Stadium, volcano in L.A., sinkhole in L.A.
Girl.
Earthquake in L.A., volcano in L.A., highway collapse L.A.
Right.
Fire at the Beverly Center.
Per usual. What, the puzzle store is going to catch a flame? I'm sure.
Well. Jimmy Kimmel riding a horse in L.A.
You know, I got a bone to pick with the Beverly Center.
I do, too.
I went to Uniqlo, and I got some pants tailored. You know they do free tailoring. Then they shut down that Uniqlo, and I called, and I said, okay, well, where can I get my pants that I got tailored? They said, you're going to have to go to the new Uniqlo over at the Century City Mall or whatever. So there I go, and they're like, do you have your receipt? And I said, no. Can you just look up my last name? They said, just come over here and you'll have them. They said, no, we have no record of any pants getting tailored. But we can give you 10% off your next purchase or something.
What?
And I'm thinking, oh, well, okay. And they were like, well, do you know what the pants looked like? And unfortunately, I had no clue. I said, not really. I was like, your pants?
What? Do you not have any? How long did they have your pants?
It had been a while.
Audience, this sounds like it was Tyler's fault.
I do admit a little bit that I seemed insane. I was all, I think you have my pants. I don't remember what they look like, and I don't have any proof that they've ever existed, but they were like, well, sir.
You were like, well, tell me about that. Tell me about that 10% off.
10% off. I was like, well, and so about that discount code.
I predict
I will not be getting my pants anytime soon. They will not find the pantalones.
Fam, I predict Tyler doesn't stop harassing mall employees this year.
Well, you know, every time I'm in that Uniqlo, I think, I wonder if they found my pants. I know they didn't.
Damn. I'm sorry that happened to you. You're right. That sucks.
Thank you. Finally. Thank you.
All right. Well, the next time you
wait. I do have a final prediction.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dancing with the Stars. James Charles.
Okay. Dancing with a man or a woman?
Who can ever be sure?
T.
I don't know and I don't care.
T.
Oh. And Eric Adams is there, and Eric Adams gets disqualified for calling James Charles a faggot.
Damn.
They're both competing.
Damn.
Eric Adams is disqualified. Yes. You heard it here first.
Fuck my drag.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Well, last one.
Wow.
Who's winning the Traitors this year? The Traitors or the Faithfuls?
The Faithfuls. It's stacked against the Traitors always. Sorry. It's just not going to happen.
All right. Well.
And Taylor Swift's mom will be a breakout star in the same way Zac Efron's brother.
It was Travis Kelce's mom, but you were close.
Well, they're getting married, aren't they?
Well, she's pregnant with his baby, isn't she?
The mother?
Mama Kelce.
Oh.
If you were a traitor, would you not kill his mom first just so you could update your LinkedIn to say, killed Travis Kelce's mother?
No, I would kill that garbage piece of shit.
Yeah.
Whose name I don't even know.
Good, same. All right, well, I guess I'll see you in New York.
So it's true.
Yes. Well, yes, I'm moving. Goodbye, everyone.
Wow.
Goodbye, San Francisco.
Wait. Okay, if you've listened this far, please send in your predictions. Tweet us your predictions, anything we missed. Maybe next week we will have some, we will read some of the listener-submitted 2026 predictions so that we can get those on the record as well. Because I don't want you to not get credit when they come true.
I love it.
Okay.
All right.
Where can people find you? New York?
New York, baby.
New York, New York. Oh my God, the Big Apple.
New York, New York, baby.
And in Zoran's New York?
Yes.
Corey Cool?
You heard it here
first. Wow. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.